it looks like this. I like to dance and it looks like this. I like to pop and lock and hit you with a little bit of robot. Gotta hit it, get it, love it, live it, get a little silly with the lyrical ridiculousness. I like to shake a leg, I like to nod my head. I like to walk into a party with a pirouette. A little move goes a long way, like a soul train line in a hallway. It's your way, my way, all day. My kind of magic.
Welcome back to another edition of Let's Get Local, here for you on a Saturday in the middle of March, approaching the middle of March, Saturday the coming up here. And we love opportunities to showcase local businesses, organizations, events. We are going to feature and focus on one today for you. Sadly, a bunch of those moves Jason Mraz talks about in that opening of that song are probably the only moves I can do on a dance floor. So I appreciate some of the subtlety of those moves that can be affected and put out in a song by a current artist. Love that. I'm Jason Haven, your host of the show. Glad to be with you each and every Saturday for Let's Get Local. Again, you know why we're here. If you've been listening to the show, we appreciate it. If you are new to the program or the podcast, we appreciate you checking it out. We're here to kind of share those stories and lift up local businesses and tell you all about them and what they're about and the importance, the value they have in our community. All of those things are so important to me and important to making Dane County, making our region, making our area, our communities, what they are, you know, giving them that unique identity and how important that is for all of us. Before we get into some segments and interviews with people that I really care about and appreciate, we have to talk to you about our sponsors and tell you a big thank you to them. Again, one of our sponsors for the program, Ula Eyewear. Thanks so much to Brittany and the team over there for supporting Let's Get Local, these opportunities to communicate with you each and every week. And we also have opportunities from wonderful businesses that we will mention throughout the program. Easy Office Products, Gary and Rose Moles, another one. So very nice to be here with you today to talk with you about these things. And so great to catch up with some friends and people that I really appreciate talking to. Man, I just love this show and love to be here. I'm in Chris Brockle from Feed Kitchens to talk more about the Shop Local Tour, but also learn more about this great resource right here in our community. Chris, we've talked to you before, but it's been a little while. How are you?
It has been. I'm doing fine. Thanks, Jason.
It's always good to catch up with you, and it's really nice to hear about what's happening on the north side of Feed Kitchens. For people who aren't aware of this amazing resource on the north side, give them the overview.
Sure. So Feed Kitchens is a shared-use commercial kitchen food business incubator, which is a mouthful. But if you take it apart, we supply a licensable commercial kitchen space. We have actual 5 production spaces here. That can be used by members. People become members of the facility to start and operate commercial businesses. And then we support them in the development and operation and growth of their business. So that could include everything from how to operate in a commercial kitchen. Some people have never operated in one before, to social media, to financing, to marketing, to licensing, labeling, you name it. Folks come here, and currently we have 90 commercial businesses operating out of this space.
Wow. Okay. 10 yeah, more. People. 10 more be the century mark. Man, Chris, you're busy. Over
yes.
There.
Indeed. Indeed.
So this is a project of the Madison Northside Planning Council.
Correct.
And,
yep.
And it's really gone on. I mean, it's such a great resource. Tell people, you know, if they've thought about this, if they've dreamt about kind of creating their own products or getting to that next level, you know, a lot of people get started with you. So how would they get started with you?
Yep. This is the space. So a lot of people find out about us because they will contact public health or DADCAP and they want to start a business. They know they need to get licensed. One of the first things that they're going to be asked is, where are you operating out of? And folks, a lot of times, like, I have no idea. I haven't thought about that piece of it yet. And the referral will be made then to Feed Kitchens. And certainly within the landscape of food entrepreneurs, Feed Kitchens is well known. So people will get referred here. Come and we do an interview with them. They can become members. Membership There's a cost of membership is $400, but they're now a lifetime member. And then they get a key to the facility and they get access to our 24/7 calendar. This place never closes for our members. So they can, if there's space, production space available, they can reserve it for themselves and come in here in the middle of the night and do production. So we're actually in our 10th year. In November, we'll be celebrating our 10th anniversary. We have businesses of all kinds, food carts, caterers, kombucha brewers, bakers, flavored popcorn, sauces, salsas, canned vegetables, pretty much you name it. And it is made here. I forget what I was going to say after that, but we're in our 10th year and we have 25 businesses that have graduated from here that are now part of the Madison landscape of food businesses. And it's everything from Beef Butter Barbecue just down the street from us. We have Farbaton Bakery down the other street from us on Fordham Avenue, just moved out this week. Other places like Madison Chocolate Company that are, you know, people know the name and are familiar with it, but may not realize that, you know, they got their start here. Pasture to Plenty, big name in the Madison food scene, started here as well. So
it's a tough business, but
it is
a pretty rewarding business when you can make it work, right? So what does it mean, Chris, when you see some of those businesses that have success to that level where they kind of graduate out of your space and go off on their own? What is that like for you?
Sure. It's bittersweet really for us because we have, for instance, Farbaton that just moved out this week. She's been with us here now for 4 years. When she first came in, she had operated a bakery previously in Eau Claire, but had to close it down because it was not successful. And so she was a bit timid, wanted to start slow, and we helped develop. And you know, she came up with the bakery cart idea, which was kind of a hybrid between bakeries and food carts, and taking that out on the street and developing a name for herself. And now she's gone. So, you know, the sweet part about it is I know that I can now walk into a business here in Madison and get good service because they know me and they love me. And it's good food. Got to have a little self-interest, right? The other part of the bitter part of it is we have, you know, we operate basically for the most part on our own earned revenue. We don't have a lot of sort of consistent government support, economic development support. And so, you know, fundraising events and then the rent that our members paid to operate here. And so when a business that is being successful and using a lot of time here at the kitchens leaves, that's a hole in our revenue. And we need to find ways to replace that. So just kind of money that walks out of the facility, and we need to find new members can build that business and replace the business that has left, both in production and in revenue for us.
We're talking with Chris Brockle over at Feed Kitchens. The website is feedkitchens.org, feedkitchens.org. Chris, it's such an interesting thing, right? Because you're almost like you want these businesses to see that level of success, almost like a proud parent, right? When they leave. But then you have that kind of situation where that's revenue out your door and you got to find it. Now, I guess the right one thing that we were talking about is there's high demand for these services, for catering services, for all kinds of things, right? And so there are opportunities for people.
Right.
They have a passion with food. There's business to be had.
You are definitely right. If you know, this is a town that appreciates local small businesses more than probably other towns or regions. And so people will purposely seek out businesses that are working here out of Feed Kitchens to give them their business and taste their food. And you're going to be tasting some amazing food coming out of here. Just because a business is small does not mean it's not good. You're going to find flavors here that you're just not going to find in other places. And definitely there is demand for services. We operate something called Mad City Food Carts. We try to do matching with chefs and events and catering needs. And we're being overwhelmed right now. We were overwhelmed certainly last summer. We could not fill all the requests. We heard back from many event organizers who were not happy that they couldn't find the service they needed. But coming out of the pandemic, there's just a high demand to make up for things. And, you know, as much as we try to fill this place up with vendors, and we can only handle so many. So there's only so much production space right here. And I think certainly in the future, we're going to be looking at alternative production spaces, whether that's through feed kitchens or through other places in this town. We're certainly looking forward to the Black Business Hub Enterprise Center coming on online and being a partner and support for businesses as well.
We're talking with Chris over at Feed Kitchens, manager over at Feed Kitchens. Again, the website, feedkitchens.org. Chris, it's such a great hub on Madison's North Side, and you're so well connected. And then you mentioned the city overall, what the possibilities are as you build connections. You know, before we kind of wrap up our time and highlight the shop local tour again, because we remind everybody to participate about that, again, I just encourage them to go to your website and see ways they can support, ways they can help. Ways they can seek out these businesses, but also just support the mission of Feed Kitchens right there. Again,
it's absolutely
feedkitchens.org. All right, Chris.
Thank you.
Here we have it. What if people are going on the shop local tour and they're stopping by Feed Kitchens here as part of it? What can they expect in your space when they come out on March 22nd?
So one of the things that you know, anybody that comes, if you haven't been to Feed Kitchens before, the first thing that people are going to note is what an amazing place is inside. I hear comments all the time, people coming here and they drive past and they see the food carts and they may think it's a food cart production facility and they're going to see a few stoves and stuff. But the amazing amount of equipment, all the stainless steel shining and, you know, the accessibility of expensive equipment for processing that people wouldn't have access to other than coming here to Feed Kitchens. You know, a $25,000 oven is no small thing for a small business. So they're going to see that. They're going to be impressed by, you know, just the amount of activity that comes through this small space inside. I think a lot of people, when they first come in, they expect maybe kind of a restaurant situation. This is a food production facility. Pure and simple, right? It's not a restaurant. It's not anything other than small batch production. So people are going to like that. We are going to have a sample of our vendors here. We will have somebody in every of all our five production spaces showing off their wares. Obviously, we cannot fit 90 vendors in here all doing production. So we're just picking and choosing some good examples.
More and the Dame by Local Shop Local Tour coming up right after this break here on Let's Get Local. You're listening to Mad Radio. And here to the Solidarity Realty Studios. There is an alternative, Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative. Thanks to Darcy and the team for sponsoring the studios here in Madison, Wisconsin on University Ave. Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local.
working through some things here with you and the show. Again, we are talking today about the Dane by Local Shop Local Tour, and there's so much good information to give you on that. You heard from Chris Brockle here with Feed Kitchens and what Feed Kitchens is going to be up to. Give you a little bit more on that here throughout the program. But there are a number of different restaurants and places participating in the upcoming Shop Local Tour. The first one was in February. That was a Galentine's Day themed event. Celebrating women-owned businesses and women in business is fantastic. That was the first ever Madison Shop Local Tour. This one is themed food, and it's a different time. It's coming up on March 22nd. It is from 4 to 8 p.m. And going to have, again, the same sort of situation. We are meeting people over at Delta Beer Lab. You get some opportunity to hang out there for a bit. Get on the bus at 4 o'clock. The bus leaves. And takes you around to a number of different wonderful places here in Madison, including Bandit Tacos and Coffee, and also Migrants, one of my favorites, and then the Deliciouser. And there's so many great places participating in that. You can get your tickets at danebylocal.com. Danebylocal.com for tickets. It's right there on the homepage. You can find out more about the event, but I'll tell you a little bit more about it. Again, March 22nd, 4 to 8 p.m. Presenting sponsor for this event is Madison Top Company, and they're one of our supporters for the show, too. So we thank Madison Top Company for helping sponsor Let's Get Local, bringing the stories to you, and sponsoring and being the presenting sponsor of the Shop Local Tour Madison. Other people involved are Orange Tree Imports. They'll stop at Orange Tree Imports here on this particular Shop Local Tour as well. And Bandung. So some really great places. All of the restaurants involved and places involved will have samples, most of them food and drink for you, so you get that in the experience. The swag bag sponsor for this event is Bank of Sun Prairie, and this one is powered by another sponsor involved, powered by Cavanaugh Restaurant Supply. So that is the theme for the Wednesday, March 22nd Shop Local Tour food edition coming up on March 22nd. Tickets are available. Seating is limited, so get your tickets now. Again, you can head to danebylocal.com to learn more and to get your tickets right there from the website. There are a series of Shop Local tours throughout the year. There's a total of 10. So Dane by Local came up with this idea, approached the city and other places and said, we want to find a way to get people out into the community, into these spaces. Let's make it easy for them. Let's make it fun. How can we do that? Well, if we made this a tour option and a bus tour and you didn't have to drive and park and do all of those things and you had a central place to meet and it was easy, we think people would like it. And we think they get to experience a number of different places they have never done before. And I went on the first tour last month and I heard comments throughout that saying, I never knew this business was here. I never knew this existed. I haven't been to this part of Madison, or I haven't been to, this area in Madison for years. It's working. The idea behind this event is exactly what Dane by Local had hoped for. And it's a really fun and wonderful way for you to kind of participate and get involved and see what our community is all about here in Madison. So there is another one coming up in May, two more in May, actually, June, July, August, September, October, November. So each month almost, except two in May. There will be, none in April, but two in May, there's going to be a Shop Local Tour event. That's an option for you to get out in the community and kind of experience Madison in a different way. So it's really fun, great. And then again, our kind of our hub for all of these Shop Local Tours, meeting point, Delta Beer Lab. Loved Delta Beer Lab, Pio and the team, Speedy. They do so many wonderful things. We've talked about them on this show before. But yeah, you can connect there and learn more about the lab and what they're up to. But a really fun place, conveniently located, easy to catch the bus right there for this event. And then when you get back after the event's done, you can hang out at the lab for a while too as well and experience that space. Learn a little bit more about what they're up to at Delta Beer Lab. Again, they're at delta.beer to learn more about them. So I mentioned some of our sponsors for our show. Man, we got to give them some love. Forward Thai Boxing, you heard their commercial here just recently, but Abby Brennan and the team at forwardthaiboxing.com, working on so many different wonderful things in their space. And again, opportunities for you at whatever fitness level, wherever you are at in your life's journey, you can start at Forward Thai Boxing and they want to work with you and have a team of people to support you and work with you. And that's really what they're all about. So I appreciate so much Abby and Brendan and the team there about how they approach it, what they want to do for people, and really, you know, how they can help people be more aware, be confident in difficult situations. Hopefully they never have to use with self-defense classes, but also get that fitness and work your whole body and just kind of get in a good place mentally, physically. Forward Thai Boxing, head to forwardthaiboxing.com. All right, we'll have second half of the show. We'll have some guests coming up here as well. We'll catch you right after this on Mad Radio, 92.7 FM.
And I know that this must be heaven. How could so much love be inside of you? Now's the time for stepping out of place. Get up on your feet and give account of your faith. Pray to God or something, or whatever you do. What I see can make me stop and stare, but who am I to judge the color of your hair? Surely y'all are feeling much the same as I do. We got to keep this world together. Got to keep it moving straight. Love like we mean forever, so the people can relate. If you're rowing to your left, don't forget I'm on the right. Trust and forgive each other.
Love this song by Seal. It's a great message. Message and a great song as well. Off Seal 4, if you were wondering. Back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios, it's Jason Haven, your host of Let's Get Local. We're talking about the Shop Local Tour, Dane by Locals Shop Local Tour, presented by Madison Top Company, one of our friends here at the station, also in Dane by Local and just across the board. We talked with Megan and Julia last week about some of their engraving services over at Madison Top. They can do pretty much anything with you, for you, great to work with, incredible customer service. Check them out at madisontop.com, madisontop.com. All right, back to it here. We covered some of the logistics and some of the specifics about the Shop Local Tour event. If you're looking for more information, what does it look like? What does it feel like? There are videos put together from the first Shop Local Tour online. If you head to Dane by Local's YouTube channel or on their website, you can find those videos about what the Shop Local Tour kind of looks and feels like and what it can be as an experience for you. So check those out at the Dane by Local YouTube channel. Some Shop Local Tour 2023 videos out there for you to see and hear some of the sights and sounds of some local businesses, the ones that were involved in the first Shop Local Tour back in February. Second one again coming up on March 22nd. This one's all about food. We talked about some of the groups involved, give you a little bit more information on them. Bandit Tacos and Coffee, they're open 7 days a week. They're participating in this event, but just give you a little background on Bandit Tacos and Coffee since we couldn't catch up with them today. Open 7 days a week. Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And they have delivery services, of course, but fun things like happy hours with margaritas and tacos and lagers and coffee, salsa, all good stuff there at their happy hours at Bandit Tacos and Coffee. And they have a fun thing like a taco kit that you can also get, which feeds 4 to 6. They put all the ingredients and information and everything together for you and give you the whole taco kit. You just have it delivered or take it with you, and you can feed 4 to 6 people, have a fun little event from Bandit's Taco and Coffee. Great menu online too that you can find, and the space is just really fun and decorated well, and it's over on West Wash. So Bandit's Taco and Coffee, the website is bandit-tacos.com, bandit-tacos-tacos.com. and that is Bandit Tacos and Coffee. They're at 640 West Washington in Madison here. You can hit the website or you can reach out to them at 720-1110, 720-1110. Bandit Tacos and Coffee here in Madison. One of the stops on the Shop Local Tour on the 22nd. Another one of the stops is a really interesting business that's kind of started out one way and has grown and evolved, but it's all about people that are passionate about food, and it's the Deliciouser. The website is thedeliciouser.com. So it is thedeliciouser.com. And it's just people who love food have gone all around the world, have formed this bond over food, and are bringing new ways to spice up your life and your food. And bring some of these great ingredients to you to just kind of help you make food exactly what they've experienced. And they are right here in Madison. So they have storefront hours Tuesday through Saturday from noon to 5 p.m. They are not open Sundays or Mondays, but Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 5, you can catch up with the Deliciouser at 931 East Main Street. And you have opportunities to just check in with them. They're right by Old Sugar Distillery, another one of my favorites here locally as well. Love the team at Old Sugar Distillery too, and Nathan over there. You can contact the Deliciouser at info@thedeliciouser.com. But the website is thedeliciouser.com. And again, so many different spices and ingredients and ways to just make your food, enhance your food. And these are from experts who have tasted and experienced things from all over the world, and they're bringing that to Madison and bringing that right to you to help kind of raise your game there. So check them out. They're part of the Shop Local Tour on the 22nd as well. We'll have Chef Oscar Villarreal from Migrants, one of my faves here in Madison too, right on the Beltline. Chef Oscar is going to be talking with me here the final segment of the show. But we were talking with Chris Brockle over at Feed Kitchens earlier in the program. It's such a unique space. If you know the group here in Madison, if you know several groups, like a lot of the smaller food outfits in Madison, and people who really had a passion for food and wanting to do something with that, but didn't have the ability to have, you know, all the equipment or spend money to get commercial kitchen equipment and have the space and all of that. Feed Kitchen has really become this incredible resource for so many people to get started with their food passion. And it's on the north side. It's an incredible project, you know, from the Northside Planning Council, and really just, you know, the north side is just kind of really kind of changed over so much here with investment. And a lot of what the identity of the north side has become and what's made it really a good draw and unique has been the unique food pieces and items and businesses that are located on the north side that have come out of the north side. And Feed Kitchens has been a huge part of that. Their website is feedkitchens.org, feedkitchens.org. And so much happens there, including Dame by Local Soups On program. It goes out of Feed Kitchens as well. They participate in that and help make that possibility. And we love the fact that Feed Kitchens is a cooperative partner for Dame by Local with Soups On. But, you know, Chris talks about the process and how... you know, it's kind of this process of bringing these people in and watching them kind of achieve their dreams. And then you want them to be able to move on to their own space and a bigger outfit, a bigger business, if that's what their dreams were and their hopes were. But it's a little bit of a detraction from Feed Kitchens as well, because part of that investment from the business that was going to Feed Kitchens to support the project overall now is gone. So it's kind of this process you know, it's almost like you're their parent. You're proud to see them move on, but there's a loss there. But there's room for the next person to come in and hopefully achieve their dreams over at Feed Kitchens. And so I love talking with Chris, finding out more about what they are doing at Feed Kitchens, but also what they're doing with the Shop Local Tour. And, you know, Chris, I'm just wondering what else is people can expect when they go to Feed Kitchens during the Shop Local Tour on March 22nd.
We are going to have a sample of our vendors here. We will have somebody in every of all our five production spaces showing off their wares. Obviously, we cannot fit 90 vendors in here all doing production. So we're just picking and choosing some good examples. of folks. And so people will, you know, we're going to have the walking jerk here. She is a young African-American woman who does vegan catering and is just getting started. And we are trying to find her some traction, but you'll be able to sample some of her stuff and talk to her, and you'll be amazed at what she does. Then we'll have some tried and true here. I'm going to have a Mango Man, Tony Clark, here with Cafe Costa Rica and his Mango Man sauces. Everybody loves him. Big personality. And so you'll be able to meet and sample his stuff and buy his sauces as well. I would be remiss if I didn't include our own Feed Bakery. So we will have a sample of Feed Bakery baked goods here, and also some items for sale as well.
That's fantastic. And what a beautiful space to show off, and then highlighting those individuals, and a fun time for people to get out. So again, you can get your tickets at danebylocal.com. The event is March 22nd, 4 to 8 p.m. You meet at Delta Beer Lab, you get on the bus, you travel to these wonderful places, including Feed Kitchens. And in the process, you get to experience so many different things right there. Chris, I love what you guys are doing. Keep up the great work. Continued success, and really excited that you're part of this Shop Local tour from Day by Local and Madison Top Company on March 22nd.
Well, Jason, it's always nice to talk to you, and really appreciate the support that you give us as well.
Again, a fun event coming up with the Shop Local Tour. Just good to hear from Chris about how Feed Kitchens is participating, what to expect in the space. And again, it's really interesting to kind of visit the space and see what it's all about. It really is a legitimate commercial kitchen. And Mentoring Positives, that was another group I was thinking of earlier that I wanted to highlight. You know, all of their production, hopefully you've seen their salsas and their pizzas and some of the other things that Mentoring Positives and Will Green and Will and Becky Green have done, putting their heart and soul into that organization for the last, I think it's 16 or 17 years now, I want to say. They're going on that. This might be the 16th or 17th year. And, you know, they needed... They're a process of working with kids, and they found these ways to do it. And one of them is through these off the block products. And so the youth in Madison that participate in Mentoring Positives are now learning all of that, from food production to labeling to marketing to distribution to sales. And they could not have produce the products the way they needed to in order to be able to sell them the way they wanted to without a space like Feed Kitchens to give them an opportunity to do that. So another benefit with Feed Kitchens, again, helping out small businesses, like you just heard Chris saying, a person who's brand new that's going to be part of the tour, going to be featured, they're trying to get her jump started. I mean, Feed Kitchens has helped so many, and it's a wonderful resource here in Madison. And I know I'm going on and on and glowing about it, but it's a fantastic place, and I love it. And I love Chris Brockle and the people in charge over there. They do a great job. Migrants in Madison over on the Beltline is also part of the tour, and we're going to connect with Chef Oscar here for the final segment and talk with him. But, you know, I love Migrants. They are located, we'll talk a little bit more about them here in a bit, but located right off the Beltline. It's kind of hidden a little bit, okay? You see, if you're driving, it's the south side of the Beltline, right by Todd Drive, and you can see Bonfire in the same building right next to Migrants, and it's the UW Health building. You've got Nordic in that building, and Migrants is down on the lowest level. The sign isn't visible. Sometimes it's blocked by the overpass there. But man, that's the place you should find. That's the place you should check out, because it is so good. Incredible recipes, great human being in Chef Oscar. And I'm looking forward to catching up with him and talking with him here in just a little bit on the show. But it is the Dane by Local Shop Local Tour. Head to danebylocal.com for tickets. Again, this Shop Local Tour, March 22nd, 4 to 8 p.m. Presenting sponsor, Madison Top Company, a swag bag included. Again, your participants, Bandit Tacos and Coffee, The Deliciouser, Feed Kitchens, Orange Tree Imports, Bandung, and our next guest coming up here after the break, Migrants and Chef Oscar. That's all for $49. You'll get a bus tour. You'll get to experience food and drink on that event on March 22nd. Go to danebylocal.com and get your tickets today. We'll be back for the final bit of Let's Get Local after the break. Catch you soon. The vision of a prophet man's dream. 'Cause we got to keep this world together. Gotta keep it moving straight. Love like we mean forever.
so the people can relate. If you're rolling to your left, don't forget I'm on the right. Trust and forgive each other. A little love and we just might, just might.
I might be something to you, something, cause I might be something for you. Something for you.
We got to keep this world together. Got to keep it moving straight. Love like we mean forever. So the people can relate. What if you're rolling to your left now?
Then the rainstorm came over me. And I felt my spirit break. I had lost all of my belief, you see. And realized my mistake. But time threw a prayer to me. And all around me became still. I need love. Love's divine. Please forgive me. Now I see that I've been blind. Give me love. Love is what I need to help me know my name. Through the rainstorm came.
Welcome back to Let's Get Local here. Last bit. Well, we had a little bit of a situation here where we couldn't connect with a couple of guests, and that's how it goes once in a while. That's sometimes tech or other things happen, and that's what happens, and that's okay because we roll with it. That's what I do. I really follow the Tim Gunn model, the make it work model. That motto, that's what I've done my whole life, and that's what I'm doing in this situation as well. Okay, so you got the Shop Local Tour. Let's tell you about a couple other things happening here with Dane by Local. Some really fun events coming up. We have a little opportunity to do that now. The Dane by Local Breakfast is Tuesday. It's happening Tuesday, March 14th. And you will get a chance to head to the Dane County Humane Society, great host of the event. It's a breakfast meeting from 8 until 9:30. Free breakfast, free event. Members will be there, but it is open to the public as well if you want to come and see what Dane by Local is all about and the breakfast meetings are all about. A couple of key features to that event is there will be a photographer there doing headshots if you're interested. You can have an opportunity to head to the event and get some professional headshots done if you'd like. So that's part of the event. Teresa, the photographer, can accept Venmo or credit card payments at that. It's $75 for two digital images if you're interested, and that's at the Dane by Local Breakfast. Part of the free event itself is a presentation by me. So I'm going to be there talking about promotional interview, and collaborative opportunities for businesses, organizations, nonprofits. If you have any group, you volunteer for a group, different activities, you're trying to get word out there. One of the ways in order to do that, to give an authentic view of things, is to take interview opportunities that you get. So if people reach out to you, or if there are opportunities that you can reach out about and can do an interview with someone who has an established platform in media, that works great. The other thing I'm going to encourage people and kind of work with them on about the collaborative opportunities is finding partners for something. So if you're going to do an event, if you're going to work to put something together and you want to put word out about it, or maybe it's not an event, maybe it's just your normal highlighting your business, promoting your business, promoting your nonprofit, your organization, whatever, look for partners in that. Look for partners who can bring value to what you're doing. You can provide that value to them, additional value to them. So there's definite cross promotion opportunity here and value opportunity for both sides or multiple sides, maybe multiple partners. And then I encourage you to kind of utilize each other in the process of promoting the event. Don't just put that all on one thing, or don't just put it out yourself through your organization. The more people you get involved, the more lift out of that. And if you have that lift, and you have those collaborative partners, you also have the opportunity to kind of utilize your messaging a little different and do an interview, conduct an interview, okay? Or to, not even an interview, more of a conversation. And if you do that, it's more interesting than just one person talking. Like a lot, I had to do a lot today. I get that 100%. That's why I love to have guests on the show. But it's also kind of a different way. You oftentimes will go down avenues or express things differently than you would in a prepared statement. And I think it's more interesting to people. I think it's more real. I think people connect with it better. So those are some of the things I'm going to be encouraging people to consider and practice and bring to their methods for marketing and promotions about anything they're doing with any group they're doing. Also, there'll be a new orientation for members after that, but Soups On is ongoing here through the end of March. So just remember, there's only a little bit more for Soups On. So if you want to order soup, unique soups that support local restaurants in our community, you can do that through Dane by Local's website. You have through March 31st is the last Soups On. So you got to get those soup orders in here. And each week you have opportunities to order different soups. So all of those things happening here from Dane by Local, the breakfast on Tuesday. If you ordered pies, that is Pie Day as well, and that's Pie Pickup Day over in Monona. You can find out more about that on the Dane by Local website. Again, head to danebylocal.com. And then it's the Shop Local Tour, Madison's Shop Local Tour, on March 22nd. So that's the scoop for Dane by Local events here for you coming up. Lastly, I just wanted to say a big thank you to our sponsors for the program. We bring you local stories. We get an opportunity to highlight these events from Dane by Local members and non-members because we have support from businesses and organizations right here. So I'm putting the spotlight on them right now, just giving that to you. The Progress Center for Black Women, Sabrina Madison, the team there. Thank you for being a sponsor of Let's Get Local. Forward Tie Boxing, Abby and Brennan, ForwardTieBoxing.com. Check them out. Easy Office Products, Gary Rose Moles and the team, EasyOP.com. Brittany, Margo, everyone over at Ula Eyewear, ulaeyewear.com, right over in Hilldale Shopping Center. Great to work with, incredible customer service and selection. Unique items you can't find anyplace else. Also, Evolution Financial, Sue Peck, evolutionfinplan.com. Madison Top Company as well. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate the sponsors. Appreciate you for listening. This is Let's Get Local.
Because I need love, love's divine. Please forgive me, now I see that I've been blind. Give me love, love is what I need to help me know.